Hello, and welcome to the Fighting Moose Podcast. I'm your host and narrator, Jason Hendrickson. This is a podcast where I retell stories, some fictional and some historical, that can be enjoyed by people of all ages. Coming up this weekend in our little city, we have our Fall Fest. In this Fall Fest, we are looking forward to the inaugural Pumpkin Derby. I think it'll be a great time. You should check it out on YouTube. I thought the videos were pretty cool. As always, I was inspired to find a story related to pumpkins, so I found the book titled The Story of a Pumpkin Pie, written by William E. Barton. I liked reading this story because it kind of reminded me of reading a Dr. Seuss story, as it was a story written like a poem and had a lot of rhyming. Hopefully, as we draw nearer to Halloween and Thanksgiving, you get to enjoy some pumpkin pie. For myself, I love pumpkin pie and don't think I have ever turned a slice down. Now, let's turn to today's story. I hope you enjoy. Let's begin.
Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
Story of a Pumpkin Pie. This is the tale of a pumpkin pie, and of Charlie and Fred, just how and why. They labored with their sister Nell, and Towser helped, this book will tell. All boys and girls who read it through will know what they themselves should do. If they will work and wait and try, they too may have a pumpkin pie. Where shines the sun with mellow light, and grass grows green and flowers are bright, there live our girl and jolly boys, in all the farm homes, cares and joys. They drive the cows adown the lot, where cool the creek, though days are hot. In health and happiness they dwell, and what they do I now will tell. Hurrah! Cried Carl, the sun shines gray. The winter's gone, it's warm today. Let's gather sticks in the garden lot and make a jolly fire, why not? Then out ran Fred and Helen too, and Towser came to help them through. They raked the sticks, the weeds they brought, and every briar and twig they sought. It made a heap ere they did stop. Fred's head was lower than the top. They lit the pile, the flames rose high, they laughed to see the bright sparks fly. Said Carl next day, now Fred we've found, that we can work, let's plow the ground. We'll make a garden all our own, and have a pumpkin in it grown. A forked stick they quickly got, and started there to plow the lot. Carl was a horse, the dog another. The plowman was the younger brother. They turned a furrow deep and wide, and Helen walked the plow beside. And Nell cried, gee, and Fred said, whoa, and merrily did the plowing go. But though they toiled and did not shirk, their plowing proved too much like work. The plow was dull, the harness frail, their plowing seemed but doomed to fail. Old Towser, who did not complain, showed that he felt the heavy strain. And when they looked across the patch, their furrow only seemed a scratch. Carl panted hard and scratched his head. I've had enough of that, he said. And Helen said, wait, boys, I'll show you how to plow with spade and hoe. They dug away till almost noon, with spade and hoe and great big spoon. And Towser dug at a wee round hole, pretending that he smelt a mole. The hours sped by as if on wings, swift goes the day that pleasure brings. And deep they dug the mellow soil, and raked it smooth with patient toil. The noon bell rang. They cried, "Look here. See how we're digging, mother dear. We're nearly through. It can't be noon. Keep dinner hot. We'll be there soon." How good the dinner was that day. It makes folks hungry thus to play. They ate their fill of bread and meat, and mother smiled to see them eat. Just as the dinner hour was done, back to the garden did they run. And Helen bore, as swift she ran, some pumpkin seeds in a small tin pan. Fred dug a hole that was nice and round, and Charlie planted them in the ground. And Towser gazed as though he wanted to eat the pie before 'twas planted. They waited for the seeds to start, and patience is as great an art as farming is, but you must know, without it pumpkins will not grow. So many times they looked in vain, they thought they would not go again. Busy with other kinds of play, a week or more they stayed away. They waited till they most forgot, but one day, crossing o'er the lot, they went to look and cried at last, "They're up and they're growing fast." Well, after that, there was much to do, but day and night the wee vines grew. Each day they helped their mother dear, each week some wonder did appear. A yellow flower one day they found, in 2 weeks more a green ball round. They grew upon the pumpkin vine, and Carl and Fred cried, "This is fine." Fred watched it with an eager eye, and said, "Now we shall have some pie." And Helen called old Towser near, and said, "A baby pumpkin, dear." So June passed on, and warm July, and up the corn grew rank and high. Beyond where they their seed had sown, the cornfield stretched a forest grown. Upon the fence the children sat, with bare brown feet and torn straw hat. Between the corn rows on the ground, their pumpkin lay large, green, and round. And Charlie said, "Our pumpkin soon will be as big as the great round moon." And Towser peered o'er the fence so high, with a knowing look in his wise old eye. When autumn came, the children three, with books and lunch and noisy glee, went off to school, their tasks to learn, and Towser waited their return. And then so short had grown the day, they had but little time for play, but drove the cows, the chickens fed, then supper ate and went to bed. But Saturdays they viewed their prize, and lo, it grew to monstrous size. And autumn sunbeams shining down colored the pumpkin golden brown. Then came October, clear and chill, with frosts that unripe pumpkins kill. They shivered in their beds so warm, lest Jack Frost should their pumpkins harm. But by and by they all agreed their pumpkin now was ripe indeed. And on the next bright Saturday, 'twas warm and fine for work or play. They harnessed Towser to the cart, and for the garden lot did start. The pumpkin loaded they with skill, while Helen held old Towser still. Behold a pumpkin, born in state, adown the field and toward the gate, with Helen perched upon its crest, and Towser doing quite his best. No queen upon a gilded throne more royally than Helen shone. No steed more proud than Towser bore a princess to the palace door. The cart wheel rumbled o'er the road and creaked beneath their heavy load. The boys cried loudly, "Here we come. We're going to haul our pumpkin home." Let dogs delight to bark and bite, so Towser thought he had a right to chase a neighbor's cur away who came intruding that high day. He barked, he growled, laid back his ears, spite Carl's rebuke and Helen's fears. Nell tugged the lines, the boys cried woe, but fiercely on did Towser go. The neighbor dog fled like the wind, and Towser followed hard behind. They struck a stone, out tumbled Nell, and out the precious pumpkin fell. O Dr. Watts, thou didst not write in telling dogs to bark and bite. O Towser, thou didst little know how great the wreck thy wrath would show. The man who says that childhood's woes are small but little childhood knows. The children wept and scolded sore, and Towser they would love no more. But through their tears like autumn rain, the sun of hope shone out again. One glad discovery came to light, the pumpkin isn't hurt a mite. What did it matter after that if Helen's head and Helen's hat were badly damaged by the fall? The pumpkin was not harmed at all. Cheer up, cried Carl. Nell, do not cry. It still will make a monstrous pie. Your hat's all right, 'twas pretty old, and Mother, I am sure, won't scold. They dried their tears and soon did start to seek their steed and broken cart. Towser, who waited them hard by, but wagged his tail and winked his eye. The cart was broken, harness too, but these young folks knew what to do. The saw and hammer quick they brought, and all their skill and wisdom sought. The wagon was in such a plight, to mend it took till almost night. The boys their anger soon forgot, and Helen too the aching spot. Towser so penitent appeared, they did not chide because they feared to grieve him. So repose he sought, while they repaired the ill he'd wrought. At last 'twas done, and Towser stood, harnessed and vowing to be good. They rolled it in, and to the door, the pumpkin now with joy they bore. Yet Charlie held to Towser's rein, lest he should chase a dog again. But never horse more faithful proved than Towser to the lads he loved. And Mother met them at the door. I never saw the like before, was what she said in her surprise, was better than 100 pies. Thanksgiving Day was drawing near, with memories of a happy year. The children to the woodshed went, and to the axe their backs they bent. In golden crescents cut their prize to make it into pumpkin pies, yet saved the seeds to plant next spring that these my other pumpkins bring. A smaller pumpkin had they still, and carved it out with wondrous skill. Made eyes and mouth put in a light, a funny lantern 'twas at night. Then Mother cooked each golden slice, and seasoned it with sweet and spice, and rolled the crust so crisp and thin to bake the precious pumpkin in. The children pressed the table nigh until the oven claimed the pie, and then with appetites most keen they scraped the pan and licked it clean. Old Towser, who was always there, looked up and seemed to want a share. When their share ended, his began, for after them he licked the pan. And so Thanksgiving Day came round, and at the church our children found. They sat quite still and did no wrong, but oh, that sermon seemed so long. The minister to the people read the words the governor had said, and told the reasons why, thought he, they all should very thankful be. The children homeward took their way, thankful for pumpkin pie that day. Old Towser shared their homeward pace with solemn look and Sunday face. With half the turkey disappeared and all the table had been cleared, Father and Mother said that they had had enough to eat that day. But all the children said, not I, were ready now for pumpkin pie. So Mother cut them each a slice, and blessed my heart, but it was nice. Fred took a great delicious bite, and Carl one larger had in sight. But Helen said, "Towser, come here. I'll give you half of mine, you dear." Now you who've read this story through will know next spring just what to do. For patience and hard work, you know, are needed to make pumpkins grow. To raise a pumpkin pie, you need some other things than pumpkin seed. But patience seeds take long to grow, and now's the time of year to sow. If you begin to practice now, by spring I think you'll know just how. And all you learn, I'm glad to tell, is good for other things as well. If all you children do your best, Mother will gladly do the rest. And when Thanksgiving Day draws nigh, I hope you'll get your pumpkin pie.
Tranquility Base here. The Eagle has landed. That's one small step for man. One giant leap for mankind.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Fighting Moose Podcast. Please join us next time as we read another exciting story. Today's music was provided by the artist Analog by Nature, and the audio clips were provided from NASA. For more information to download and or listen to audio or materials from all our recordings, or to contact us, please visit www.thefightingmoose.com or you can follow the links in the show notes. If you enjoy the podcast, please leave us a review wherever you get your podcast or on iTunes and tell a friend. Thank you for your patronage, and as always, try and do a random act of kindness every day.
Mission complete, Houston. After serving the world for over 30 years, the space shuttle's earned its place in history and it's come to a final stop.